Do you need a guidebook for life? I'm Connor MacArthur, and this is my instruction manual. In this week's episode, I turn the tables on my father and ask him 5 questions to uncover his personal instruction manual.
I try to meditate every day for 20 minutes, and I do it by focusing on my breath. I don't do it every single day, but I do notice that the days when I don't, I tend to not feel quite as calm.
And my father asks the same questions of our 3 regular contributors, Kathleen Trotter, Michelle Jalen, and Joelle Anderson.
It's almost a fear is that people will like make up these elaborate, kind of grandiose, like, Joelle was this amazing, this and that. And as beautiful as that is, I kind of just want to feel like ultimately at the end of the day, I was truly seen and understood.
This is episode 11.
For this very special holiday edition of the My Instruction Manual podcast, I get to put my dad in the hot seat and ask him the 5 questions he asks our featured guests every week. We're trying to uncover his instruction manual, the Keith MacArthur recipe for success. Dad, are you ready?
I'm ready, Connor, and thank you so much for doing this.
Of course, it's no problem. First, what are the good habits you try to follow every day to make sure you stay happy and healthy?
So I'll mention 3. The first one is meditation. I try to meditate every day for 20 minutes, and I do it by focusing on my breath. I don't do it every single day, but I do notice that the days when I don't do it, I tend to not feel quite as calm. So it's something that it's really worth me focusing on. The second thing is exercise. So I try to do some kind of exercise every day, whether it's going to the gym or going for a run outside or just going for a long walk. And the third is that I'm really focused right now on trying to cut back on sugar. So for a while, I wasn't eating any sugar at all. That seemed a bit too extreme. So now what I'm trying to do is just limit my sugar to 1 day a week.
Okay. If you could recommend 1 personal development book, what would it be and why?
So I'm going to mention a book called 10% Happier by Dan Harris. And Dan Harris is known as the Good Morning America anchor who had a kind of nervous breakdown while he was on the air. He had a panic attack while he was on the air. And he later acknowledged that it was actually because he had been doing illicit drugs. So he'd been doing cocaine. And after this incident, he realized that he needed something kind of better to help him focus and live better. And he spent some time kind of searching the world for the answer. And what he discovered was that it was meditation, that meditation really helped him. And so his book is really interesting to me as a former reporter because he tells lots of stories of the journalism craft. But it also is a book that inspired me to try meditation for the first time. So I highly recommend it.
All right. Do you have a personal mantra or a favorite inspirational quote to share with us?
The one I'm going to mention that's really resonating with me lately is by Maya Angelou. And the quote is, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." And I think this applies in so many different ways. It's significant both when it comes to making people feel bad, as well as when it comes to making people feel good. So it's a good reminder of how we need to live our lives.
Okay. What's your 1 guilty pleasure? Keep this PG, I'm your son.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with pub food. Nachos, chicken wings. If these weren't so bad for me, I would eat them every day. But I really do enjoy a good plate of nachos or chicken wings.
You speak for all of us when you say that. this one is a little more grim than the rest, but none of us lives forever. When your time comes, how do you want to be remembered?
Well, I've got a lot of different roles in my life, but I think I've got 1 job that matters more than any other, and that is to be a good father to you and to Bryson. So what I want to do is do my best so that you and Bryson can grow up to be happy and confident and just feel good and secure in your lives. And I know that I'm not perfect as a father, but if you guys can grow up and feel like I've done some of that, then nothing else really matters.
Oh, thank you, Dad. So now I'm going to turn things over to you for a little bit while you interview your mindfulness contributor, Joelle Anderson. Over to you.
I'm excited now to welcome back Joelle Anderson. She's a therapist who specializes in mindfulness-based techniques, and she's the creator and host of the Kernel of Wisdom YouTube channel. Joelle, how are you?
I am great. How are you, Keith?
I'm really good. So, Joelle, each week I ask my featured guests to share their own instruction manual to talk about their personal recipe for success. And I thought it would be fun to ask the same questions of you. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, Joelle, number one, what are the good habits you try to follow every day to make sure you stay happy and healthy?
All right, well, I start my day off with 20 to 30 minutes of mindfulness meditation. So I do it seated in a little chair I have in my room, and that kind of helps me check in to see where I'm at that day. And then a couple other things I do is I try to move at least once a day for 20, 30 minutes at least. So often that's walking as much as I can. I do that without music or distractions, so I can use that as a mindful moment as well. And then sometimes, especially if it's been a hectic day, I might do one more mindful check-in as I'm drifting off to sleep, kind of lying in bed. And then the last thing I do is make sure I have a piece of dark chocolate every day.
Okay. Is that your one kind of sugar treat, or?
That's probably my daily sugar treat. If I really was being honest, the like sugar treat I give myself if I really want to reward myself or it's been a hard week is mint chip ice cream. That's my favorite.
Okay. Well, if you could recommend one personal development book, what would it be and why?
Oh, that's such a good question. And I have a book. I'll give you two answers. So one is there's a book I recommend to all my clients, which is Mindfulness in Plain English. I find it's a great introduction to mindfulness. Otherwise, it's not actually really a personal development book, but I find The Alchemist has such amazing philosophies and lessons for life that I love that one.
Joelle, do you have a personal mantra or a favorite inspirational quote to share with us?
Totally. I think I love mantras that are personal, that kind of get to the heart of that inner critic, that mean little voice, and whatever it says specifically to you. And so my personal mantra is that I deserve, because sometimes I'm so inclined to do everything for everybody else and try to seek acceptance. I'm trying to remind myself of my inherent worth just as a human being.
Oh, that's a good one. So we already talked about mint chocolate chip, but what is your one guilty pleasure?
For sure, mint chip ice cream. And then I like to have a show. Like it differs depending on how fast and quickly I've watched through all the episodes, but I like to have a show that I can get really into and watch even a couple episodes a day.
So what's a recent one that you would recommend?
I've actually been watching a recent CBC special, Alias Grace, so I've gotten into that one. It's a Margaret Atwood book. And I'm just working my way up to The Handmaid's Tale.
That's great. Okay. So let's finish on a bit of a serious note. And I want to ask you, since none of us live forever, when your time comes, how do you want to be remembered?
Oh, it's such a good question. Honestly, I think I just want to be remembered authentically. I think part of, it's almost a fear is that people will like make up these elaborate kind of grandiose, like, Joelle was this amazing, this and that. And as beautiful as that is, I kind of just want to feel like ultimately at the end of the day, I was truly seen and understood.
Joelle, it was great to get to know you a little better. Where can people follow and connect with you?
Yeah, so people can find me at kernelofwisdom.com, or a great place to find me is on YouTube. So if people search for Kernel of Wisdom on YouTube, you'll find a whole bunch of videos with guided meditations, mindfulness tips, and psychoeducation information.
Joelle, thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Keith. Have a great day.
Still to come, my dad, Keith MacArthur, asks the same questions of Kathleen Trotter and Michelle Jalen.
I think walking is one of the best things you can do, and something I try to make sure I do every day.
He would love to hear from you. Have any feedback on the podcast? You can reach him at keith@myinstructionmanual.com.
Kathleen Trotter is a personal trainer and author of Finding Your Fit, a compassionate trainer's guide to making fitness a lifelong habit. Kathleen, how are you?
I'm having an excellent day. What about you? Are you finding pockets of joy everywhere? That's always one of my goals.
I'm trying. That's a great goal. So this week, what I wanted to do is talk to you about your own instruction manual. Are you ready?
I'm totally ready. I think this might be my favorite podcast so far.
Okay. So first question for you, Kathleen. What are the good habits you try to follow every day to make sure you stay happy and healthy?
Having a growth mindset is really what encompasses all of it. And I know that sounds really broad, but I think, as we've talked about before, with health, it's really easy to shame spiral. Like, oh, I did this one bad thing, quote unquote bad. And then you let it negatively impact and bleed into the rest of your day. So I really try to have this thought that every experience is worth something. It's worth learning and growing from. And I'm not saying that I'm happy with everything that I do. I really believe in healthy striving, but I don't believe in holding myself to an impossible standard of perfection. So if I make, you know, a quote unquote mistake, or I make a choice that I'm not overly proud of, then I say, okay, Kathleen, how can we learn from this? Why did I make the mistake? Did I let myself get too hungry? Should have I had a healthy snack with me? Was I sad? Did I not work out today? Working out is one of what I call my linchpin habits. So when I work out, my rest of my day is so much better. So, you know, I can give you individual habits that I try to do every day for sure. But what goes across all of them is, no matter what I do, even if I don't do one of my good habits, then I try to learn from that. So one of my taglines for my clients, I always say, is, you know, when you fall off your fitness horse, it's not just about getting back on, it's about getting back on a more informed rider. So you learn from everything you do, and it allows you to have that compassion with yourself. And it's much harder to shame spiral and then therefore make all these other bad choices if you're like, oh, that wasn't that bad, I just learned a lesson from that. Right? So it's that growth mindset approach. So I kind of wake up every morning and I'm like, okay, what am I going to learn from today? How can I grow? What are some of the positive things I want to look for? And that pocket of joy that I talked about at the beginning, you know, I really do try to find a positive in almost everything that I can, even if the positive is like, oh, I didn't love that I did that way. What can I learn from that? Yeah, so some more like specific ones is, I wake up every morning, I try to have hot water and lemon every morning. I always try to make sure I know when my workout is going to be, how that's going to be scheduled. I try to say to myself, you know, two or three things that I've done that I'm really proud of, and two or three things that I can learn from every day. And then, you know, I love that, the idea of sort of rerouting. So, you know, if I have a goal that I didn't quite manage to reach, it's not like, ah, who cares? I'm not going to do it anymore. It's like, okay, how do I reroute? How do I make that goal happen now?
I think that's great. And the reason why I ask this question is that, you know, people who are successful in life, they do take the time to instill good habits. And I think that, you know, the first one that you mentioned there about looking for growth every day is just so important, and such an important way to impact everything else in your life.
Yeah, and I'm a strong believer in habits, and I just think that when you have that growth attitude, then it's, every opportunity is a way to sort of cement really good habits and then learn from the less good habits that you've had. You know, and I've done, there's lots of things in my life that I've done. Like, so I know one of the things I love, for example, is fudge bars. And I've learned, it's a funny thing for me to love, I know, because they're really, really not good for you at all. Full of lots of crap, but I love them. And what I've learned from many, many times falling off my health horse is that I can't have them in my house. So, you know, I'll be at the supermarket and this sort of devil on my shoulder, or what I call my negative brain propaganda, will be like, ah, Kathleen, you can bring them home and you can totally just have one bar. And the thing is I know that if I bring them home, I'll have all six of them. So now what I've done is, if I want the fudge bars, I buy them, I bring them to my mom's. And then if I want one, I go visit with her and I have, you know, a fun time with her. And then I just have one of them and I go home. Sometimes I'll even run over to her house, so I get a little bit of a workout. But that's another example of, you know, you say, what do I try to do every day? And what I try to do every day is really strengthen my inner dialogue, that mindset, because, you know, you can read as many fitness books as you want to. You can know as much as you can about health and wellness. But if you can't connect the dots from knowing information and actually doing it, all that information is moot, right? The best workout is moot if you don't do it. The best nutrition plan, like, none of it matters if you can't make yourself do it. So I'm a really strong believer in fostering a really strong internal dialogue and a mindset that sets you up for success.
Kathleen, if you could recommend one personal development book other than Finding Your Fit, what would it be?
I don't know if I can recommend just one. I have so many I love. Anything by Brené Brown. The Gifts of Imperfection literally changed my life. Carol Dweck, mindset book, again, game changer. Gretchen Rubin, I loved The Happiness Project, and also I think it's called Better Than Before. In fact, when I read Better Than Before, I actually emailed her and was like, you and I are so similar. Can I send you my book? And she let me send her a book, and like, she's great. So we had a couple emails, and I really respect her. I'm listening to her new book right now. Andrea Duckworth, Grit. I love that book. There's so many. Sharon Salzberg, her book Real Happiness on meditation. Again, game changer. I now meditate every day. That would be another habit that I try to do every day, 10 minutes.
Kathleen, do you have a personal mantra or favorite inspirational quote to share with us?
So if you were here, you'd see that I'm grinning ear to ear, because what my partner James would say is like, what personal mantra don't I have? He's always like, your brain, I don't even want to be in your brain. It's so complicated. I call them my internal hashtags, and literally every day I have like a new one. I have so many. And yeah, he jokes with me that my mind is way too confusing. But so one simple one is blah, 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 go work out. Another one is, you're only ever one workout away from a better mood. Another one is, Kathleen, your future self will be happier if you move. Another one is, Kathleen, moving is a privilege, not a punishment. Get your ass up and do something. Another one is, just find pockets of joy everywhere. Another one is, get back on your horse, more informed rider. Like, I could go on for hours with these, but the trick is I just pick the one that is needed at the time.
And those are great, because if we don't fill our brain with these kind of personal mantras or positive things that we consciously want to think, our brain is going to default to
the negative brain propaganda.
The negative messages, yeah, that we don't even necessarily, that we're not necessarily aware of. So.
And that's another one I love, is, with awareness brings choice. So you have to be aware of what you're doing. So sometimes if I'm reaching for a cookie, I'll be like, awareness brings choice, Kathleen. You're reaching for a cookie. Do you really want that cookie? Like, be aware of your choice. Own your choice. Another one is, own your choices. That's a big one. We're adults. We got to own our choices. So if you have a cookie, have it. But don't be like, I'm having it because I'm mad at this person, or I deserve this, or this, or that. Just own that you're having it, and then decide if you want to have it again next time.
Kathleen, you're sharing so much great advice with us. I want to ask you, though, you mentioned fudge bars, but what is your one guilty pleasure?
Well, fudge bars would definitely be one of them. I love anything chocolate. I can totally pass up anything salty or chips or any of that stuff. And I hate fruit-flavored desserts. So, again, I'll say with James, I always say to him, like, please just bring fruit-flavored ice cream or, like, Doritos in the house, because there's no way I will want to eat them. And the things that have to stay out of my house so far, because, again, I really believe in eating what, like, I call it my love it rule. If it's something I love, I'll eat a small portion of something I love. Like, life is worth living. But I won't eat crap that I don't love. So I won't eat Doritos. I won't eat fruit-flavored desserts. But if I was going to have a small portion of something I loved, it would be a fudge bar, chocolate almonds, or anything just like pure chocolate. So an amazing Godiva chocolate, or like a dark, a ganache or something like that. I just love.
Kathleen, I'm going to finish this on a bit of a somber, profound note.
Okay.
Which is a reminder that none of us live forever. So when your time comes, how do you want to be remembered?
That's a great question. I was thinking about that before. I don't know. I want to be thought of as somebody who has love in their heart, who has a joy-filled life. I don't want to be the type of person who lived in the cracks. And by that, I mean, if I eat a cookie, I want to enjoy the cookie. I don't want to eat the cookie and feel resentful that I ate the cookie. Same thing with the workout. I want to go and enjoy being in the workout. I think so many of us live in that in-between where we do things because we should, but then we hate it. And so, you know, I want to do it and with gusto. I want to be known as somebody who had grit. I love that concept of grit from Andrea Duckworth. That's just like perseverance and again, knowing who you are and sort of digging deeper and going. And somebody who lived and had curiosity. You know, I think that certainty is the opposite of growth. I think I want to be the person who wakes up every morning being like, what is this day going to bring me? And I hope people will, you know, be like, yeah, she was curious about the world, and she was interested, and she didn't just think about sort of herself and her little bubble.
Catalina, it was great this week to get to know you a little better, and I'm sure that lots of our listeners are going to want to follow and connect with you. How can they do that?
Well, first of all, I love hearing from listeners, so please get hold of me through my website, Kathleen Trotter. You can send me an email, or Instagram is Kathleen Trotter Fitness, Twitter is K Trotter Fitness, and I'm just Kathleen Trotter on Facebook.
Michelle J. Lynn is a registered dietitian and a regular nutrition contributor. Michelle, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Keith.
Michelle, what are the good habits you try to follow every day to make sure that you stay happy and healthy?
One thing I try to do every day is I always try to make sure I eat a good breakfast. You know, I know like not everyone is into breakfast, but that's something I find important. I find it sets me up for the day so that, you know, I get a good start to the day if I have a nice, healthy breakfast. In terms of staying also happy as well, I always make sure I get a little bit of exercise every day, even if it's just a walk, you know, like just walking, you know, it really does a lot for mental health and, you know, just helps to de-stress. And it's one of, I think walking is one of the best things you can do and something I try to make sure I do every day.
Yeah, there's also research that shows that walking is the best exercise for helping you to fall asleep and get a better night's sleep.
Yes, that is correct.
Michelle, if you could recommend one personal development book, what would it be and why?
So I know this one is like really personal because you're saying personal development, but my favorite book would be You Are a Badass. I don't know if you've heard of that book.
Yes.
Yes, I really like that book. I find it's very positive. I find it's very encouraging. For me, I find for a lot of people too, you know, whether it's nutrition or other life goals, you know, I think people in general, we can all doubt ourselves a little bit, and myself included. And I find having that book, it just gives me a little bit of a push to, you know, do what I want and what I really want to do, like what I'm passionate about. And also even for people and for clients and whatnot, you know, so for some people making healthy changes is very tough. And, you know, sometimes it's just believing in yourself and making the effort to try.
Yeah, that's so important.
Absolutely.
Michelle, do you have a personal mantra or favorite inspirational quote to share with us?
I would say, don't think so much and just do, you know, and the reason I say that is because often it's so easy to get bogged down in like thinking, oh, can I do this? Or will I be successful at this? You know, whether it's like eating better, eating healthier, or getting more exercise, or, you know, making a positive change. And I find most of the time, there was a study that said, I think the majority of our thoughts we have in the day tend to be on the negative side. And I think it's some like human species thing where it's just to save ourselves, make sure we don't, you know, make sure our species survives. So I don't know, but I find that helps me, but also helps clients if I just remind them that, you know, just because if they ate that donut that day, that's okay. You know, you get back on the horse and you keep going and it's all going to be okay.
Michelle, you spend your day telling people how to be healthy, but what's your one guilty pleasure?
Like food wise?
No, it could be anything.
Ooh. Well, food wise, I love food. I am a foodie myself. I love chocolate covered pretzels. I love chocolate in general. I like egg tarts. I do like wine as well. So, everything in moderation. Other guilty pleasures, you know, I think, you know, watching movies is nice too, a good way to turn my brain off, especially something funny so I can just, you know, relax and, you know, not think about the day or whatnot. So, but food, oh yes, I also love pizza. So, you know what, everything in moderation and all that's important to live well.
Yeah, and I think that's probably good for a lot of people to hear that, worry that eating healthy means that you have to never eat the things that you love, but it doesn't mean that at all, does it?
No, not at all, no.
Michelle, I'm going to end this on a bit of a somber note, but none of us live forever. So when your time comes, how do you want to be remembered?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question. I think I want to be remembered as someone who makes a difference. That's something that's been really important to me. I mean, that's why I went for a career in nutrition anyways, is I wanted to help others and I wanted to make a difference in other people's lives. So that's how I would want to be remembered.
Michelle, it was great to get to know you a little better. Where can people follow and connect with you?
Yep, you can find me at Nutrition Artist on Twitter and Instagram, and at Nutrition Artist RD on Facebook.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Keith.
So that's episode 11. Go to myinstructionmanual.com for complete show notes on all of the episodes. That's also where you can download a free 10-step happiness checklist and find even more content about how to be a better you. If you know someone who might relate to this episode, please let them know about the podcast. Thanks to my three regular Mind Structure Manual contributors, Kathleen Trotter, Joelle Anderson, and Michelle Jalen.
And I want to thank my son, Connor.
You can also reach my dad at keith@mindstructuremanual.com. He would love to hear from you. You can also reach out on Twitter, where he's at Keith MacArthur. And you can find My Instruction Manual on Facebook and Pinterest. Thanks for listening. Now go make today a great day.